Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, this is where I grab a random podcast and see how long I can hang on. Then I take my 14 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And today we're listening to the Media Maven podcast. You can find it at MediaMavenAndMore.com. Here's their description. It says, if you're tired of seeing your competition in places you would love to be mentioned or featured, this is where you'll learn to dominate media platforms, owned, earned, and paid. So get ready to become a media maven on your website, social media, on the local and national news and newspapers and magazines and online articles and blogs, as a contributor on podcasts, on the radio, and more. I was definitely feeling very much like Bubba Shrimp right there. You know, Bubba Shrimp, Wild Shrimp, Simple Shrimp. Okay, meanwhile, we're only halfway through the description. Christina Nicholson shares her media expertise so you can boost your authority and skyrocket your visibility. Learn how to handle public relations on... Okay, I'm going to read this again. Learn to handle public relations on without hiring a publicist. That's not a good sentence. So you can land coverage on TV, in print, online, and on air, so more people know, like, and trust you. After all, that's what turns a prospect into a customer or a client who people do business with. And we're still not done. As a former TV reporter and anchor who has worked in markets from New York City to Miami, Christina helps entrepreneurs reach thousands, even millions, of their ideal customers or clients in minutes instead of months through the power of media wit. And then it runs out. So I get the feeling she copy and pasted this. It, to me, just for the record, that's way too long. What can I expect from your show and who is it intended for? And we're going to listen to, for the record, this was recommended to me at the Ohio Northeast Ohio Podcasters Meetup. We were talking about what shows do you listen to. And I was like, you know what? I might listen to that. We're going to listen to episode 52, How to Write a Good Book Description, with Brian Cohen, right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, and it goes a little something like this.
If you know how to write copy, then you are going to sell more of whatever it is, your own products and services, affiliate products and services, books, whatever it is. Copy really helps with all of that.
It is episode 52 of the Become a Media Maven podcast, which means I guess this is my 1 year anniversary because this is episode 52 and there are 52 weeks in a year. So thanks for being with me on my 1 year anniversary. And today we are talking to my friend, Brian Cohen. Brian and I met in the SPI Accelerator. That is Pat Flynn's high level mastermind. And Brian does something that I didn't even know like this job existed. He writes book descriptions for authors. And it's apparently a pretty big deal. Like this is something that will determine if somebody buys your book. And if you are not an author, if you're not planning on being an author, like don't tune out just yet, because he is also talking about how he runs his business on autopilot. Like Brian does a lot of amazing things online when it comes to selling these book description packages that he puts together. So you're not just going to learn about book descriptions and all of that jazz, but you're going to learn about how he built his business and how he runs his business. So I think you will like this episode with my friend, Brian Cohen.
Ever wonder how some people seem to get a ton of media coverage and you don't? Welcome to Become a Media Maven, where TV reporter, host, and news contributor Christina Nicholson shares years of media experience to help you get the media attention you and your business deserve.
Right.
And now, to help you master your media coverage, Christina Nicholson.
Okay, this is going to be interesting because at this point, she's already introduced her guest. So I'll be interested to see if she introduces him again.
Brian, thank you for joining me on the Become a Media Maven podcast.
Thank you for having me, Christina. I'm very happy to be here.
And I'm glad you're here because, like I was telling you before, I think your industry is so unique. And like, I didn't even know it was like a thing. until mm-hmm. I met you. But after like really thinking about it, it's actually a really important thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So tell everybody, you know, I agree with you.
Of course. Tell everybody what you do, what this very important thing is.
So you know how like when you're first getting started or when you kind of change your business slightly, you figure out like, how do you tell a normal person or a new person what your business is like so that they understand it? And so the way I currently introduce what I do to just random people is I run a company that writes the book descriptions that go on the back of a book. And the reaction I always get, now I'm getting this reaction 100% of the time, is I didn't know that was a thing.
Okay, so I don't sound like an idiot.
So you absolutely sound like everybody else when they describe what my company does.
God bless Skype, huh?
So how did you even get into this?
So years ago, before I was, I'd been writing some books and I'd had some success, mostly with self-publishing.
And for the record, I don't care about this guy's backstory.
And I was starting to kind of connect with other authors and see how I could help them. But at the time, I was still doing a lot of freelance writing. I have an English degree, and that was a way I could make money that wasn't working at Starbucks, which I had quit several years before that time. And I'd been doing freelance for various publications, ghostwriting for, I don't even know if you know this about me, ghostwriting for some CEOs on Forbes and Fast Company and all these random publications. And a friend of mine, it was actually in a mastermind group, which is how you and I know each other.
Shout out
SBI Accelerator. Is a friend of mine in my mastermind said, Brian, you're trying to connect with all these authors, but all this freelance that you're doing has no connection with what you care about. So why don't you try to find some way you can use your freelance copywriting?
I'm really having to struggle to pay attention. I'm bored out of my gourd.
For authors, for writers, for people who you already are trying to connect with on a daily basis. And I was like, great idea. I threw up a sales page in the next week. And I said, hey, guys, you know that thing you hate writing on the back of your book or on your Amazon sales page? I'll do it for you. And I think we got 100 sales in the first 30 days.
Okay, that's insane. So back up. You're really mm-hmm. good at selling this stuff online. We've had many
Also, I'm just saying right here, I can hear her okay, but he's much louder, or if nothing else, just closer to the microphone.
We've had many conversations about this. So tell me how this happened. You had to have had some kind of audience of authors at this point, correct?
Mm-hmm, I did. My main thing, you'll be happy to hear.
Okay, first of all, this is a good question. How do you get customers? Who doesn't want to know that?
Here was a podcast. So I had been growing a podcast with a friend of mine, Jim Kukrol, who runs Author Marketing Club. And
I know Jim Kukrol. He's from Cleveland. Right.
And he was kind of a guy who'd been in the industry for a while and was asking around about who wants to start a podcast with me. And I had connected with him a few months earlier and said, I'll do it. And kind of, the young buck and the grizzled old veteran. He's not that much older than me, but the veteran of the industry. And we connected over that. And we'd been running the podcast for at least 6 to 8 months by then. And so we had started to build that following when I was.
Yeah, we are 6 minutes in, and maybe I'm just being impatient tonight, but I don't care about his backstory. That has nothing to do with how to write a good book description. And now we're finding out how he got involved. I don't know that we need the backstory. I really don't. Why not start off with, why not use what he just said? You might know him from the podcast that he does with Jim Kukrol. He's been involved with books forever. And what makes a good description? Why not just start there? Not how did you, I don't care. I mean, I just did a presentation in Washington, D.C., and I said, everybody that's listening is in WIFM. What's in it for me? And that guy's backstory just doesn't do a thing for me. So I like the intro. I guess, because she did like the little snippet. I would lose the little snippet, the little tease at the beginning, because you do a really good job of explaining who your guest is and why they're on. So that little snippet at the beginning, because I really thought the little snippet was going to go into the intro music, and instead it went into your introduction. So we kind of have a tease of a tease, and I'm like, let's just lose one of the tees. Let's keep your intro. You did a good job of that. Go to the intro and then go to him. But I don't know that I need his backstory to, you know, I always tell people, if you have really good guests, then your audience will trust you that whoever is sitting in the guest chair knows what they're talking about, because you don't let just anybody sit there. And so we don't have to sell that they know what they're talking about and things like that. Or you can do it later. You can go, wow, that's great information. How did you get involved with this? Then get their backstory. So we did get some feedback from Moxie. Here we go.
Hey, Dave, it's Moxie from Your Brain on Facts, which folks can find at yourbrainonfacts.com, calling with feedback to the show Brain in a Jar to offer the perspective of someone who is in the target audience, a sci-fi fan. While I definitely didn't find the voice to my taste either, I thought it was a pretty good show. The PSA at the beginning about the pod people was a fake commercial like they do on sketch shows, only sci-fi horror instead of comedy. And the core he referred to is the engine core. It's the sort of term that a sci-fi fan would have latched right onto. I wanted to see where the show was going, and I'm probably going to tune in and check it out. Thanks, as always, for all your hard work in the podcasting sphere. I look forward to talking to you later. Bye.
Thank you, Moxie. Always great to hear from her. And this is why we say, yeah, you get my opinion on the microphone, but there are other people besides me listening to this. And in many cases, people go, Dave, I don't know what you're talking about. I found that pretty funny. And that's why I always say it's just an opinion. And if you'd like to hear my opinion about your show, I have nothing coming up at this point until February. So we'll be rolling hard here at the Podcast Rodeo Show. Go out to Podcast Rodeo Show. Click on the .com, I should say, podcastrodeoshow.com, and click on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell. That might change in 2020. I might add an upsell. But for now, it's only $5, and you'll get my opinion as well as awesome people like Moxie's. Check it out, and we'll see you again real soon with another episode of the Podcast Rodeo Show. Until then, always enjoy your ride.